Welcome to Between Heaven and Earth, an internet radio talk show where we help you connect spirit and divine guidance. Lisa Kay, your host, brings you shows that can enhance and transform your life with tips and new ideas for more happiness, abundance, and better relationships. Lisa is an expert on intuition and can show you how to strengthen your inner guidance to empower yourself. Each show is positive and uplifting to inspire your day. Her guest speakers are specialists on self-help, positive thinking, spirituality, and conscious living. Be the best that you can be with Between Heaven and Earth, conscious living for your soul.
And angel blessings to everybody. Hi, it's Lisa Kay, and we are doing another podcast. Actually, let me see. I'm doing multiple things here. Let's go. And we're doing another show today, and it is all about how to get more intuition accuracy. So I think that's something that everybody wants. I'm just doing everything last second here. So if you're out there in Facebook or YouTube land, YouTube is watching me live stream, and we're streaming. Hey, and Joan is out there. Hey, how are you doing? It's good to see you. We're going to talk all about intuition accuracy and how to become more accurate with your intuition and how to do that. Because everybody says, oh, you know, my intuition, I can't rely on it. It's not accurate. I doubt myself all the time. I don't know if it's real. So, you know, that's something we're going to be talking about today. And I'm going to try to share this over into our group. Did you know I had an intuition group? It's free. And if you go to my Facebook page, you'll be able to actually see it there. So, all right, we're good. One of these days I should get a producer, don't you think? And then they could be doing all this good stuff. So here we go. All right, so how do you get more intuition accuracy? So I have a question for you. Have you ever had to make a decision about something and you had this funny feeling that you should pick one thing over another? And maybe everybody's telling you, oh, you know, you should pick B, and your intuition or your funny feeling saying, I think I should do A. But then everybody's like saying, no, do B. And then you're doubting yourself now. And then you start to argue with yourself over maybe the choice you made. Or maybe you start to second guess yourself and say, no, you know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe everybody else is right. And so then you start maybe asking other people to validate that funny feeling you have. Right, seeing what they think, and you know, and you're looking for people to say to you, hey, you know, you're actually right. I think you're right, and then to validate your feeling inside, your gut feeling. Well, all of us go through that. We all kind of wish we had more accuracy in knowing what the right thing is to do, so we can follow our intuition. And you know what? I actually have the key to making how to get your intuition to be more accurate. And this is the answer. The answer is you need persistence. Okay, so what is that? Why persistence? Well, when you're new at using your intuition and you haven't really developed your skill yet and you don't really know whether it's your intuition or not, and you're doubting yourself all the time because you're not familiar with it. And when you're not familiar with your intuition, it's very easy to doubt yourself. So what you need to do is you need to develop it, and you need to have the persistence in working with your intuition in all different kinds of situations and not giving up on honing your intuition, on making it more accurate for you. So here are the two steps to help you get more accuracy with your intuition, to hone it. The first thing is you need to know the characteristics of intuition, right? So how do I know it's actually even there? How do I know that intuition is happening in me? And then once you understand the characteristics, and I'll tell you how you can get a little information there on what the characteristics are, Then you have to practice using it. You have to actually work with it. And the best way to work with your intuition is to practice on simple things and using what I call good intuition exercises. And I've talked about those, but today we're talking more about how do you continue to hone your intuition and have persistence and not stop, because we all want to give up. Now, here's some of the pitfalls. Some of the pitfalls are that stop people from sticking with working with their intuition. And I'll say, I'm going to shout out to, hey, Greg and Ashley, and I saw Joan before. It's nice to see you out there on Facebook. So, and everybody's commenting, so it's great. It's great to see you. I wish I could thumbs up you guys. it's nice to see you all. So here are some of the pitfalls that stop people from working on their intuition. And I've watched this happen all the time with a lot of students that I've taught over the years. So the first thing is that if we feel we don't nail it right away, that we don't get it, that our we don't get the intuition hit that we think we're supposed to be getting, we feel like we can't get it, that we're no good at it, that it's not working. So what happens is, it's like, oh, my intuition, I think my intuition was telling me that, I don't know, let's say that my ex-boyfriend was going to call, and then it didn't. And so you think, oh, well, I'm not good at it. And then you give up. Well, you know, it's like learning any skill, like learning how to play tennis. So suppose you're learning how to play tennis, and you're learning how to serve the ball. Right. So you're not hitting with anybody else, but it doesn't matter. So you have the ball in your hand and you toss it up and then you try to hit it into the serve box. And if you miss it and you hit the ball out of the court, what do? Do you give up? Do you say, oh, I can't do this? I'm no good at it. Well, then you're never going to get better. But most people don't. So what do? They pick up the ball and they try it again. Right. They keep at it. So it's just like the same. It's just the same thing. And I know Joan has been in my actually weekend course and gone through the whole class. And, you know, Joan, chime in and let us know what you think. But, you know, you have in the beginning, it's difficult. You know, people are not really sure what they're doing. But we don't give up. We don't give up in the course. We keep at it. We do a lot of exercises. The second thing is that intuition gives us guidance, and sometimes the guidance that we get, the little pop-up, seems irrelevant. So you need to follow through, and I'll give you an example where you might feel that it's irrelevant, and so you just say, I don't know why I got that, so I'm just going to, you know, dump it. So in my story of how my intuition saved my life, I was very, very sick, and what it guided me to do at the time, and I needed to find a doctor. I needed to find a specialist, and I couldn't find a doctor. There were no doctors out there answering, calling me back, and I was looking for a new doctor, so it's difficult to find a new doctor. And so I was guided by my intuition to read a book on pediatricians, even though I was 40-something years old, so it didn't make any sense. It seemed crazy, but I followed it. And I started to read that book, and it reminded me that my pediatrician was a friend of mine, and I called him up, and he actually connected me with a doctor the next day. So after I'd been trying to find a doctor on my own for days, it basically saved my life. So it was an odd thing. So intuition gives us guidance that doesn't make sense immediately. It seems irrelevant, but then we follow through with it. And then later on you go, oh, that's why I was supposed to read that book, or that's why I was supposed to go to that event, or that's why I was supposed to turn left, right? And, Joan says, loved your class. You have to work on your intuition daily. Yes, you do. And that's part of why we do what we do. That's why I have the circle so people can practice. But also, why we also do a lot of practice in the class and in the course, and and why you don't want to give up, and because you're going to find that sometimes when you're practicing, yeah, you get some strange thing that seems irrelevant that pops up in what turns out to be your intuition, and then you find the relevance later. And just like I was talking the other, about this in another Facebook Live, where I was talking about joining the, you know, I had an opportunity to join Air Canada, the Frequent Flyer Club, and I didn't want to do it, but something told me that I should do it, and it turned out to be guidance to say, hey, you know, if you have an opportunity to go to Canada, go to Canada, and I did, and it turned out to be wonderful for me. So another reason why you give up or you don't have persistence is that you expect to have a particular answer from your intuition, and sometimes it's just a couple steps away. So that's what we're talking about, is the irrelevancy. Now, so the third thing is that you have to keep practicing, because sometimes your intuition is going to be clearer to you and other times it won't be. Because you're building the accuracy, you're building and you're honing your skill. And I've watched my students, like Joan, start in my classes in the very beginning of the class, very beginning of the course, doing an exercise for the very first time, and they freeze up and they say, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know if I can do this. And that's how it is, that you have to get past that and you have to jump in and try. And in the beginning of the course, that's how it starts for them, almost every single one of them. And then when they're at the end of the course, they're getting amazing, accurate information with their intuition about people and places and situations that they couldn't have known otherwise, other than using their intuition. And it's quite amazing. And I love to watch that transformation in people and in my students, because it's very exciting, and to see that intuition blossoming, becoming accurate, and being so full of great information. So you need patience and work at it. And intuition, like any other skill, needs to be worked at. So remember, don't give up. You have to keep at it and work on your intuition daily. And part of working on it too, you know, when you start to get better and better, it becomes not just honing your intuition and getting more accurate information, which it will, but also you're listening to it, you're practicing, paying attention to it, because there might be some information that comes up, like you're going to be going to Canada a lot. Okay, well, join the Frequent Flyer Club. And it turns out, you know, that my going and my also then choosing to go when the opportunities arose to go back, and I said yes, because my intuition is saying, hey, you know, you should be going. Great things have occurred, just amazing, amazing things in my life. And that's part of the daily thing. That's part of working on your intuition on a daily basis, to listen to it, to follow it, to practice it, so that it becomes part of your life, so it becomes part of your lexicon, so to speak, so that you're used to following it and listening to it. So you do have intuition, and there are going to be times that maybe you right now could remember when it did work for you. Maybe a time when you knew just the right thing to do in that moment and nobody else did. You can think of that time. Or maybe you had a funny feeling that turned out to be right. That's your intuition. That's your instinct. That's your gut telling you something. And the first step is in following your intuition is to recognize it. Right. So we've often recognized it in the past, but you want to recognize it. Oh, when you're in the past, meaning, oh, I had the feeling that was going to happen. But it's great to recognize it when it happens. And when you to do that, you need to know, you need to learn the characteristics of intuition so you know what to follow. So to get you started, I actually have a one pager on intuition characteristics. So if you go to my website and sign up for my newsletter there, you're going to get that one sheet. Actually, if you give me a day, it'll go up tomorrow. It's actually brand new. So anybody, if you're on my list already, I think I'll ship it out to you guys. Right? That would be a great thing because you're already on my list. If you're not, sign up. You're going to get that. You're going to get weekly intuition tips at lmk88.com. And I wanted to let you all know that March 11th is a big day because I'm going to be doing a free workshop to get you going on your intuition. It'll be online, And I'm also opening up a new course called Trust Your Intuition, How to Go with Your Gut and Follow Your Intuition. So that's coming up. So, Monet is out there. I hope you pronounced your name right. Says, I was told by numerous mediums I was all the clairs and a healer. Any advice? Yes, I have great advice for you. We have all the clairs. Everybody does. Some of us have certain clairs. Now, clairs, for those of you who don't know, are intuition, how intuition comes to us. Clairvoyance is clear seeing, which means we see images that are our intuition. And I believe that we can develop all of them. Some of them you might be more adept at, maybe, you know, feelings. You get your intuition through your sense of feeling. So the next thing you need to do, Monet, is you need to learn more about your intuition so you can develop it and hone it. Learn the characteristics. Learn what it's like, how it comes to you through your clairs, and then practice. And use a technique to practice to get your intuition to happen when you want, rather than just waiting for it to randomly appear. And then use that technique to practice doing intuition exercises and also in day-to-day life so that you can start to work with your intuition and hone it. So that's the key. And I will be doing a free workshop coming up on March 11th. So if you're listening to this, today's February 20th. You can sign up. I'm going to be actually putting out there the sign up for it, and then you're going to learn a lot to get you going, get you started, and then take you further if you want to. So, brand new stuff, bringing it all to you, all that intuition. Anyway, that's where we are today. That's it for today. We have one more question. Would you say meditation would be the first step? Maybe. Meditation is good to support your intuition, but it's not going to develop your intuition alone. You need a technique, you need to understand the characteristics, and you need to practice it. So meditation will help you calm your mind and recognize when things are popping up, but it's not enough. So the first step is actually to learn the characteristics of intuition. And then the second step is learn a technique to make it happen when you want. And then the third step is to practice. So if you're super interested, go to my website, lmk88.com. Sign up for my tips. That's going to help you a lot in learning more about characteristics. And I also have a book out there, too. It's called Intuition on Demand. Best thing is to take a course, though, and that's coming up. So be on the lookout. All right, guys. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to Between Heaven and Earth, Conscious Living for Your Soul. Lisa Kay. I will see you next time. Thanks, everybody. Bye.